Monday, August 22nd, 2022. Welcome to everybody. Another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. We're going heavy today. Well, let me say first, if you're brand new, welcome aboard. I think you're going to have a blast. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. Whether you've been around for a while or if you are brand new, before you continue listening to this video, you have to watch the other video that I attach to every Monday. It's entitled New to Linchpin, watch this first. And it gives you all the background information you need to truly understand what I discuss in these daily videos. What's the super fitness robot time? What does that mean? Why is there a not for time option? What's the difference between the wild card option and the prescribed option and the limited equipment option? What is that? All that info is in the other video. It's a bit on the long side, I apologize, but you only have to watch it once, then you're good to go. So do that, please. And then come on back and enjoy this video. Here we go, going heavy. Ooh, 7 sets of 2 on the clean and jerk, ground overhead. Last time we did this was on January 28th, 2022, this exact rep scheme. The other video that I attached for heavy days that you should watch is entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. It's attached in a video format, but if you would prefer a podcast, you can get it in podcast as well. For these clean and jerks, it says that there's a 3-second pause in the receiving position of the jerk. So to be clear, what that means is not the receiving position of the clean, which would be the front rack position, right? That's the receiving position of the clean. That's not where you're pausing. When the barbell is overhead, that's where you're going to pause. But it's while the barbell is overhead and your feet are split, if you're doing the split jerk, or you're in that partial squat if you're receiving it in a push jerk. So it's that moment where you have received the barbell overhead, but you have not yet brought your feet together, extended your hips, and fully stood up. That position is the position in which you receive the jerk, and you're going to pause for a 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. Then you will stand up and either lower the barbell back down to the front rack position or drop it on the ground. But that forces you to really focus on having a solid receiving position, because often if you rush out of that receiving position, you can make up for some inefficiencies, or if the barbell wasn't right where it needed to be, and you rush out of the receiving position and move your body a little bit and you kind of recover it. But if you're sticking that position for a 3 count, it's going to be profoundly obvious as to whether or not you were in the right position or not. So it's a really great strength and technique day. And these clean and jerks, if you can do the 2 unbroken, touch and go, fantastic. But if that doesn't treat your body or your joints well, don't do that. Drop it from the top each time and make it 2 quick singles. We've got videos showing the full clean and split jerk, as well as the full clean and push jerk. Let's see, super fitness robot, 85% or higher of your 1 rep max held across all sets, more likely 70% or higher. Wild card option, the squat snatch, 7 sets of 2. Video showing that. You could also hold it for 3 seconds in the receiving position, which would be down in the bottom before you stand. And if that's more of the movement that you need to focus on today than the clean and jerk, the wild card option is a great choice for you. A scaled option today, power clean instead of the full clean, and then push press instead of a push jerk or split jerk. So power clean and push press, 7 sets of 2. Video showing both of those movements. Limited equipment option, the Leo, just a pair of dumbbells. Here we go. 5 rounds for max reps of left leg, single leg, stiff legged deadlifts for 1 minute, then 1 minute on the right leg, then left leg, Bulgarian split squats, 30 seconds, as many reps as you can do, then 30 seconds on the right leg, and then you hold a plank for 30 seconds. You're gonna go through that 5 times. You choose the loading which is appropriate for you. We'll get videos showing those movements. Whew. And you will not be shortchanged. No equipment workout for the day. 5 rounds for max reps. It's the exact same as the limited equipment workout, but you just don't have any loading. So you're gonna just be doing as many body weight, just moving your body in that single leg stiff-legged deadlift position for a minute, or Bulgarian squatting, and still obviously doing the plank hold there. And I've done plenty of workouts like that, traveling, hotel rooms, things of that nature, body weight, no loading, it will do the trick for you. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one is an either or with three choices. So you're not gonna do all three, you're just gonna pick one of them. Either barbell glute bridges, Russian kettlebell swings, or linchpin complex number three. All of those have sets and reps and descriptions there, but linchpin complex number three, in case you're unfamiliar with it, it's 15 to 30 squat clean and jerks at 65 to 70% of your one rep max. Just a bunch of just moving through, doing most likely singles at whatever pace makes sense for you. The other part of the optional accessory work, it's two choices, you're gonna pick one of them. Of course, you don't have to do any accessory work. Either strict shoulder press or strict handstand push-ups. We've got sets and reps there with a video for the strict shoulder press. If you're doing the strict handstand push-ups, I would do 3 to 4 max effort sets, resting a couple minutes between each one of those. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then you're gonna stretch, kneeling layback, foam roller for the back and lats, and trap stretch with the lacrosse ball. Each of those have videos, and you should be good to go. Oh, and I think I neglected to mention, my apologies, on the limited equipment option as well, it's 1 minute also of dumbbell push press in addition to everything else so that you get in some good overhead work. Back to the bottom here, there's a phrase that we end each day with and we truly mean it. It's remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.